The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me.
You know, Squirrel, how I avoid a lot of the Chirac news, right, as the once great city devolves into a ghetto. And the people deserve it because they voted for the Democrats, who are the royalty of the ghetto. So to me, they deserve it. But I can't help but notice on a day like today when the moron president and his spokes idiot come out and use every opportunity to infringe on the Second Amendment of the decent people.
Today, we are building on that progress and announcing a new rule that saves lives by requiring background checks for all gun dealers engaged in the business of firearms dealing.
I wonder if this lowlife scum, may he burn in hell. Not O.J. Simpson. I bet you thought I was going to say O.J. I'm talking about this other lowlife scum, may he burn in hell. What's his name? Dexter Reed. Am I going to waste time on this idiot, this sloth? This fraud? Did he go to a gun show and buy his gun? Or did he go to a gun store and buy his gun? Did he have a FOID card? Are you going to use the red flag laws? Because the scum Democrats turned this lowlife out on the streets God knows how many times. It'll be like that other piece of dung, George Floyd. And we'll find out how he was a rapist and an extortionist and a thief and a drug dealer, not to mention passing counterfeit money. But among the Democrats, he's like St. Peter. They just follow him around. He's the Pied Piper of rats or snakes or whatever. In the meantime, or St. Patrick, in the meantime, I'm supposed to talk about how righteous the police are. I don't care if you're a cop or a plumber or a mailman. If some lowlife scum raises a gun, you kill that son of a dog each and every time. That's the preservation of life. Because how many honest guys are worth a thousand times of what this piece of dung was? He chose to be a scumbag. See, that's the thing nobody wants to talk about. You choose. You don't have to be born to wealth. Most people who are choose to be a scumbag. Think Hunter Biden. It's about character of the individual. You could come from nothing and choose to be a wonderful human being. But the choice is yours and nobody else's. When you raise a gun and threaten anybody's life, it's all game over. Now may the best man win. And guess what? Like life, Dexter Reed lost. He was a loser. He didn't care about gun laws, gun licenses. If the gun sales shop had a background check, it wouldn't have mattered because this lowlife piece of dung, like 50,000 others right now today, are buying the guns for $50. Because here's the dirty little secret. You don't even need to buy them. You can make them. Now, granted, CPS students can't read instructions. However, you can make them. So to have an excuse for the idiots to disarm the citizens, when the reality is every move that the Democrats make, whether it's in your local municipality or in Washington, D.C., is to not only disarm you, but to steal your money and destroy the sovereignty of what this nation is built on. They're traitors. So now more than ever, honest people need to have weapons. There's no question about it, because if you can't figure out what's going on, the Biden administration, Rashida Tlaib, face of a camel's ass, and others are representing terrorists, communists, Marxists, and government corruption. They don't represent the honest people, which is why the government works tirelessly to make life more difficult for the honest people, in particular, the honest cops. And all they're going to do is stroke a check to this piece of dung's family, who 9 out of 10 of them, I'm willing to bet, you're just like them, just not as ambitious. In the meantime, I hate the idea that this will be used to stifle the opportunity of decent men and women who want to protect themselves legally. Which means, Squirrel, you're going to have to start to think a lot more like a Soviet. So when they ask you, Squirrel, do you have a gun? No, I have nothing. Do you shoot? Absolutely not. I'm afraid of guns. Start talking like a Democrat man in Oak Park. You don't have to wear the woman's underwear. Just talk like them.
Including for guns sold at gun shows and online. This new rule implements the only significant expansion of background check requirements since then.
What background check? Hey, Dexter Reed, what's his background? I know you showed a graduation picture. What is that, eighth grade or preschool? What's his background? I wonder, where did you keep a job? Did you have a record? How did it work? Did you apply for a license? Did you even have a license? Not big on the seatbelts? So what? Then take the pinch. But see, cowards can't. And now the bad guy is the cop that stopped them. You know what those cops might have stopped? Maybe another rape, murder, mayhem. Or maybe this lowlife sloth would have just got high and drunk and killed some teacher on her way home from the Sox game.
Senator Biden helped shepherd the Brady Bill over the finish line in 1993.
Today in the United States, 90% of the political contributions come from 1% of the population. And what we hope we can do is to amend the law so that there will be a guarantee that people will have access to funds so they can run if they have enough support to merit it. And then to put a limit on how much any one individual can give so nobody can purchase through wealth an undue share in the decision-making process. To start the testimony for the evening, I call Senator Biden.
You know what I like about this? This is in 1974 when Senator Biden could speak in full sentences. But what I like about it is it's an example of right now, not just the political climate, but every opportunity, everything we discuss. Because in Chicago right now, if you have money, you can get a gun for yourself. What is it, $600 or $800 for somebody to go through the process to legally have a firearm in Chicago? So once again, the poor people suffer again under the Democrats. But for some reason, they keep voting Democrats. The whole time, the Democrats tell you what they are. Like Joe Biden told you in 1974, he's just another corrupt piece of dung.
Delaware.
Senator Biden, welcome to the Advocates.
Thank you. Good to be here. Senator Biden, it's nice to have you here. As the youngest member of the Senate, the one, therefore, who may expect the longest career there, I wonder if you'd say to us, since it's clear that you're not corrupt and you got elected, why should people think that the system produces corrupt results when there you are?
Well, I'm not sure you should assume I'm not corrupt, but...
Bingo! Because he was corrupt. The only reason he won is because the labor extortion mafia known as the Teamsters stole the election in 1972, but everybody forgot about it. And now you normalize the kind of corruption. And once again, who does he penalize? He doesn't penalize the rich people. Who really pays the cost for Joe Biden stealing offices?
I just paid over $10 for two burritos and a drink, whereas in the past, that would be half that cost.
It's not cheap. It looks cheap, but it's not.
Usually you could go and you could get, you know, cheap value menu items and get full.
Remember.
By the way, rich guys don't care about this. These are poor people in Democrat-run ghettos where the quality of life sucks. And now they're telling you the difference.
When White Castles were 8 and 10 cents.
We just don't do it as often anymore because the prices are really ridiculous.
I could fill it myself for a dollar. You can't look at anything for a dollar at the fast food restaurant.
So when all these idiots say he's not going to raise the taxes on anybody making $400, he's not going to infringe on your freedoms and your liberties, he's not going to do it to me. He's not going to do it to people who know how to make money or people who already had money or people who inherited money. He's just going to continue to double down on the people who need freedom, liberty, low costs, and more importantly, the right to protect themselves, always, because they live in the most dangerous areas, the ones that are inhabited and ruled by Democrats. And there's an expense to it.
Somebody explained to me in crayon eating terms why I make over 3 times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live.
And I can, Gen Z spoiled brat, moron who probably voted Democrat. I can do it. Because the system has been bastardized and manipulated. And you wouldn't think these stories are related, but believe me, they are. There's another scandal. There's another tape. And I have two today. But this one is specifically about what affects life in this country the most. The Federal Reserve and the manipulation of poverty and wealth. You see, they don't bother with the rich people who bribe them. They hurt the kid like this, who will live with his parents, his grandparents, for God knows how long. And it's all a plan. Here's James O'Keefe, OMG Media Group exposing a Federal Reserve oligarch yet again admitting this is to make people poor so they turn to their abuser.
On principle, comments. Right now I'm preparing for something. I'm going to do a talk to the Fed board.
Meet Harel Hiesmo. He's a principal economist working inside the Federal Reserve.
So you write speeches for Powell?
Yeah, like for, you know, certain paragraphs.
I'm just really worried that I'm saying stuff, like stuff that's classified.
Do you deal with classified stuff?
It's all classified, right?
Quote, it's all classified.
It's all classified.
Trump is a crazy person. It's very clear. I mean, he's a dumb guy.
Does he hate Trump? And like, is the feeling neutral?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. And Trump was president. He wanted to stimulate the economy.
Right.
But he wouldn't do it. And he started raising interest rates and doing the opposite that Trump wanted.
Doing the opposite of what Trump wanted. Because this, what you're experiencing today, the poverty increasing, the welfare increasing, the people going bankrupt and losing their homes, this is the intention of the Democrat Party. Because once they got you in the ghetto, you ain't ever getting out. Just ask the people who are drowning in Bidenomics.
I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800. Two-bedroom apartment, $2,200.
But it wasn't like that. Just 4 years ago, before this dementia patient stole the office. In fact, everybody knows it wasn't like that.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Please raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody. President Biden argues that.
That's on MSNBC. Everybody raised their hand. Democrats, independents, Republicans. But it doesn't matter because what you're missing is what the government wants. Total control and to destroy the quality of your life exposed in another hearing meeting.
So you're saying that people should live in smaller houses because larger houses contribute to CO2 emissions?
100%, Senator.
Okay. Well, recently, Tulane finished the Commons. It was 77,000 square feet.
That's okay. That's for the Democrats. That's for the inside developers like in Chirac, who are going to make tens, if not hundreds of millions, on redeveloping vacant businesses and commercial buildings that they chased out of for the welfare roach. That's exactly the plan. In the meantime, here's another part of the plan.
With inflation and high interest rates, we have reported that as many as one in four millennials live at home.
But a new report has revealed an interesting little twist about these multi-generational homes. Madison Allworth has the details.
It's not just millennials moving back in with parents. New data reveals more parents are moving in with their adult children. 40% of those in multi-generational homes cite financials as the reason for cohabitating.
You know what else is up? You're not going to believe it, Squirrel.
Well, troubling new data from the U.S. government today shows more than 49,000 people have committed suicide in the United States this year.
Suicide rates are up. People living in multi-generational housing, which is a new term that you're going to get used to. Because this is the play. Because once you're in the ghetto, you ain't ever getting out. And it's going to be awful, awful hard to protect yourself from the predator scum like Dexter Reed or George Floyd. So it's the predators and the prey. And the prey is being delivered by the government. 312-642-5600.
Marxists, socialists, and communists are not welcome on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
They don't miss a beat. Man, the money came rolling in. So did the scum to the White House, which is starting to look like a convalescent home.
Overnight, pomp and pageantry as President Biden welcomed Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House for the fifth state dinner of his term.
To the same future we share. Cheers.
There were...
By the way, did you hear what he said? Squirrel, did you hear this speech written on cue cards? It's just awesome.
We are the same, Japan and the United States. We may be divided by distance, but the generations after generation, we've been brought together, the same hopes.
Except for those two nuclear bombs we hit your ass with. However, your cities that we dropped the bombs on look a hell of a lot better than, say, Detroit, or New York City or Philly. In fact, I think we did you a favor. Now suck it up there, Japanese guys. You're our brothers.
The same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom, and to dignity for all. And today, without...
Luckily for us, the Japanese prime minister had an interpreter who probably lied to him.
Big name guests, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, tech giants Jeff Bezos and Tim Cook.
I wonder if he fondled the knee of the prime minister's wife under the table.
And even Robert De Niro.
We stand at an inflection point.
Here's a guy made a career out of playing the same guy he never was tough enough to win a fight with.
Decisions we make now are going to determine the course of the future for decades to come.
The White House decked out in decorations. The theme, Bounty of Spring.
Oh, it's a bounty of spring. Are you talking to me? George in Naperville.
Sean, it's very expensive to save democracy. You got to pay big to get by with this guy in charge.
Oh, I love it. It's good. Yeah, it's. I couldn't believe the money. You know, I personally don't like to put the... I'm not a fast food guy. I'm not big on the fast food. I don't like that. I never did. Never liked the junk. But it's amazing when you hear the prices of this squirrel.
Meals are like almost $30 for just a burger and some fries. You probably don't want to pay only $5 for it.
$30 for a burger and fries at McDonald's? Boy, this is good news for some of the fatties out there.
I can't say I completely understand why those prices are as strong as they are. But yeah, the Taco Bell's bad, McDonald's. And you're not getting very good food and it's not very... Oh, it's not a lot of food either.
It hurts your pockets.
I don't know. From the looks of this interview, I was watching, it looks like it hasn't slowed her down a bit, but good for you. Just stop. Slow down a little bit. Say no.
Who the f- can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now.
No, not for everybody. Fact, you'd be better off if you just got here. And the Democrat mafia, they're going to make it easier for the people who just got here and broke the law. I know so. I heard Elizabeth Warren on a late night show with a long, well-known Democrat whose sister tried to run for office, what, three times as a Democrat?
Here's the thing. It's got some really good pieces in it. It's got more resources for the border, which is good. It's got in it, for example, accelerated. It's got work permits in it. So people who are here, who are trying to get asylum, actually would be allowed legally to go get jobs. I also want to say there's some things that are really missing here. You remember back during COVID that one of the things we all talked about were the essential workers who kept us all going.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of undocumented workers. And I worked on a bill with a lot of other people.
You know how they just say, uh-huh. Where were the undocumented workers that helped get us going through COVID? And why were they able to work and so many Americans had to sit home, have their businesses closed down? Huh? Because this is all part of the play. This is to get you into a nice mindset of a serf, of a slave. Now rub the feet of your master.
To say, let's create a path to citizenship. I actually want to say you have helped save this nation. You kept our food supply going. You kept our medical care going. You kept our trash pickup going. We are grateful.
And all those American workers, UPS, U.S. Foods, that got laid off after the corrupt labor extortion mafia cut the deal with the G. You guys, you're good for nothing. Now go sit on welfare and bend knee to your illegal alien masters.
And we will show we are grateful by creating a path to citizenship.
Yeah, why not? That's why it's always been a plan.
And as Texas tightens its border with new razor wire, illegal crossings are shifting to neighboring New Mexico, which is where our cameras captured a group of migrants being apprehended by patrol agents in the desert. Bill Malusian.
What was the government's reaction to Texas shoring up its border, arresting illegal aliens who crossed illegally and deporting them? They sued Texas. Huh.
Live in Eagle Pass, Texas. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Dana, good morning to you. Texas has pretty much locked things down here in Eagle Pass and down in the Rio Grande Valley. So now most of the illegal crossings Texas is seeing is over in the El Paso area. We'll take you out there. Take a look at this video. Our team shot yesterday afternoon in El Paso. This is a group of about 100 illegal aliens that were waiting at the infamous Gate 36 to be processed by Border Patrol. This is the same gate where a few weeks ago we saw that infamous.
All done by an executive order on day one. All of this. Day one. And when asked today, well, what can you do about it? Why don't you undo the executive order? Just make the bleeding stop. What do they say? What do they have to say about that?
Since the president himself said that you guys are looking at those executive actions, can you talk? Is the sort of universe here just trying to restrict asylum claims? Is it changing processing times, or is it as extreme? You know, so President Trump, when he talked about it, talked about ending legal travel or legal trade across the border.
I think here's what I can say. We evaluate all options, right? We do. We evaluate all options as it relates to executive actions. We just have not made a decision on this yet. But
Squirrel, you know what this is called in my neighborhood? This is the old mobster to a gumad. A gumad is a side broad, a girlfriend, the family he has on the side from his regular family. And it's called promise him everything, deliver nothing. This is all it is. You're not fooling anybody, but you know what those half-assed wannabe gangsters really are anyway? Democrats. That's why I'm able to cipher and speak Democrat scum lies.
We believe, the president believes, it's important to evaluate those options to see what's at our disposal and our disposal to move forward.
Our disposable. It's okay, honey. We all know. You didn't get the job because you're smart or articulate. You're a lesbian.
And we haven't made a decision. But what we will continue to do is, because there is a proposal out there that is bipartisan, that is would deal with what the challenges that we're seeing at the border. We think it's important. It was supported by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
And you know what it's got, Squirrel? You know what that bill's got? More money, more money, more money from everything from Ukraine to all of their eco-Nazi agenda. Are they fooling you yet? 312-642-5600.
He's Sean Thompson.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
And this is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
Followed by caregiving and then prior arrangements. Okay, so financials pushing people to all cram in. But then, of course, there are those other benefits.
I know what the benefits are. The benefits are your quality of life sucks. The American dream is dead. And the American media is propping it up like it's a good thing. Listen to what this idiot has to say.
More family time, access to grandma's cooking. My
grandma. Woo! That's nice. Now she's going to tell us about her nana. All right, honey, go ahead.
Mom came and lived with us every summer growing up to escape that Florida heat, but also to provide her grandchildren delicious mashed potatoes. But for
there you go. Sure, you got to share your room with your gassy uncle, but the potatoes are phenomenal. Only a freaking Democrat moron. Dave and Niles.
Hey, you raise a very good point. I've been doing defense work for over 38 years. That's how the game is played. You pull these cars over with expired plates many times because they have a suspended license. They can't renew the plate. They have a suspended license because there's an outstanding warrant. That's how you stop crime. They're not wearing their seatbelts. It's a legitimate stop. That's how they find the dope in the car before it gets out to the public. And that's how you find the guns before this guy goes and shoots up the world with it. But I have a question for you.
All right, go ahead.
You need to help me find out who are the morons that changed Illinois law that took off those restrictions for tinted windows all the way around. And the reason why that restriction was taken off was to help Floridians that were traveling back and forth from Florida to Illinois and back.
I had nothing to do with it. I didn't lobby any Republicans. But here's the other part of why traffic stops, and to your point, is excellent. Do you know, you wouldn't believe this, Dave, criminals break the law, and they break all of them. From getting your license plate sticker, to seatbelts, to guns, to dope, to rape, to mayhem and robbery. I mean, this is ridiculous. And it's why, Dave, I didn't talk about it for 2 days. Because you raise a gun to anybody, I'm going to kill you. If you're in my cigar store, I have a gun, always. You raise a gun to me, I'm going to kill you. And I'm not going to stop shooting you until I run out of bullets. It's common sense. And you know who else believed this? Everybody from the founding of our country. Because they understood what dangerous people are capable of, savagery. And you're not going to reason with them. Nobody was going to reason with this guy. Can you imagine? I just had the same thing happen to me when I was in Chicago, not the last time, but the time before. I had an expired license plate. And the reason was I couldn't register the car in Florida. You know, at the time that I brought it down, it was nonsense, but the plate expired. I got pulled over. Two cops came up to me, one right by the passenger window, who was fully prepared to shoot me in the face if I pulled out a gun. And I understood it. So you put your hands on the wheel and you comply. I took the ticket and I went to court. That's what decent people do. But we're not talking about people who are decent. And his reaction was to grab the pistola and raise it. Now game over. I'm mad they didn't shoot him 1,000 times. What do you think of that? All right. I silenced you with my brilliance. See? That's why my lawyer knows how to deal with me. Plus, he eats sub sandwiches and drinks a lot of light beer. Eric in Marengo.
Hey, Sean, just want to say that
my boss, you know, I work for a Japanese company. He just came back from Japan and showed me the pictures. You can eat off the floor in the subways over there. No
Eric,
plums, no
needles, I flippantly no make fun of them, but I am a huge admirer. And a friend of mine in the 80s, we found a guy who taught Aikido on Ashland Avenue, my buddy Jimbo. We joined this place. And this little old man on day one, little old tiny guy, picks me out of the audience. I want you to punch me in the face. I didn't hesitate. Threw the punch. Before I knew it, I was on my ass. He beat my ass for 3 months constantly. I have the utmost respect for the Japanese people. But this moron pretending we are the same, we have the same goals, you're kind of ignoring, you know, it wasn't even 100 years. It's 80 years ago. We dropped 2 nukes on him. Hello? You know, I mean, it's preposterous to me, but it shows you who you're dealing with. You're dealing with morons.
I guess
in the meantime,
you can have safe subways and clean subways.
Of course you can. You know what you need? Decent people who abide by the law. And that's what the Japanese people, for the most part, do. Thank you very much. Democrats, not so much. Have you taken a look at these great areas? You know, it's fascinating to me when you're in the real estate business. You go on the north side of Chicago. This is, when things were good. And you look at these beautiful brownstones. And back in the day, they were very expensive. You would drive on the other side of Roosevelt Road, you'd have the same brownstones. Same thing. How much is it? They give you $20,000 to buy them. Go ahead, I dare you. And what's the difference? The caliber of the neighbor. That's it. That's the only difference. And this idea that we're going to navigate and mitigate through manipulation of the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, that's what this expose reveals.
I mean, so the feeling is this, that like... We don't want Trump to be in government.
Right. Aurel Hiesmo, principal economist for the Federal Reserve, says Jerome Powell wants to go down in history as someone who, quote, held the line against Donald Trump, unquote.
He's doing it for the legacy. He wants to be remembered in history as somebody who held the line against, like Trump and like somebody who, like, helped the economy.
So he wants to preserve his legacy. As someone,
savior. Even though he's Republican on paper, Democrats don't want him.
Yeah, because he's responsive. Maybe like under Powell, the Fed has changed to think about equity issues, like racial issues, think about wealth inequality.
Do you know what an insult this is to people of all colors, but specifically black people in this country? Do you know how many black multimillionaires there are that have done nothing but live decent lives and thrive to provide for their family? How do they allow this pseudo-intellectual scumbag to talk about them like this? I am amazed at the silence among successful black Americans when if you separated them and talked about the black Americans as a country, they would be the fifth wealthiest. Why are they all grouped together with Dexter Reed, whatever? Why do you allow this to happen? I don't understand it, but it's a game that works because no matter how bad it is, I got news for you. They're going to get away with it again. They're going to do it again because everybody knows. You look at anybody, you talk to anybody, everybody knows Joe Biden is barely alive. It's embarrassing, for God's sake. Here, let's go to another speech he did. All right, here we go.
We'll also discuss developments in the Middle East, including our shared support for a ceasefire and a hostage deal, and urgent efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis that exists. And
you had the people for 6 months. Give them back or we'll kill every one of you. Did you see the guy who didn't flinch when his 3 sons were killed? Didn't flinch, doesn't care. Do you know why? Because he wants death of all Jews and infidels, which is me and you. Proud infidel right here.
An Israeli airstrike has killed 3 adult sons of a top Hamas leader. That leader, who runs the group's political wing, has been engaged in negotiations with Israel and says the loss of his 3 sons will not affect the resolve of Hamas. Israel confirms the strike and says all 3 sons were Hamas military operatives. Correspondent Alex Cottier is in Tel Aviv with more.
Well, we'll have to wait and see to see exactly what the fallout of that Israeli airstrike killing the 3 sons of Hamas's political leader will be. We understand the Israeli Defense Forces say the 3 sons were en route to carry out terror activity in central Gaza.
No, they were going to CVS, pick up some aspirin. Chad on the South Suburbs.
Sean.
Yeah, babe.
Good to talk to you, sir. Listen, I just minded my own business, going to get some things from the gas station, read the front page of the Chicago Sun-Times as I walked in, and it said, "This is police reform," with a question mark after this shooting. And I'm going to tell you something. I hope somebody from the Sun-Times is listening right now. Probably not, but
no.
I'm going to tell you something. As a 25-year retired police sergeant, okay, I've been in shoot-don't-shoot situations. I've been shot at, okay? And let me tell you something, and I'm just adding on to what you already said, but I'm telling you, you shoot to stop the threat. And at that mindset, all those officers were doing what they felt was going to stop the threat. And if it meant dumping three mags to make sure you felt you knew you weren't going to get shot again, that's what you got to do.
Please, okay. They should have hit him with an RPG. Are you out of your mind? The first thing he wanted to do is kill you. The first thing. Yep. Did you watch the video?
Yes, I did.
There was no question he was talking to himself, kill them all. There is no question in his mind. And now you're going to have slip and fall scumbag lawyers say he was afraid. He was afraid. Then why was he driving around on a gun charge without a seatbelt? Why was he driving around with a gun? And he didn't follow any of the rules that those good people trapped in those ghettos have to follow to get one. I mean, you want to talk about the government delivering up prey to these predators. It always fascinated me, Chad, how all the politicians knew where the corners were. They knew where the gangster disciples, the El Rook, all the right, I don't know what the hell they call themselves, where they were selling drugs like every suburban housewife who went down the Heron 500 to pick it up. And in the meantime, what does a good kid do who doesn't want to get shaken down by a gang? He's the prey. And he's delivered up by the fact that politicians are specifically protecting scumbags. And here we are again. We're going to stick the fork in the light socket and pretend we're DEI. Chad, I'm glad you made it out alive, kid. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
I got a nephew on the job. He's got three kids. Raise a gun to him. I dare you. I dare you. And that should be the reaction of everybody that wants to go home to their kids, that has to work with the scum that deals drugs openly, rape, rob, mayhem. And they're supposed to take it on the chin? No, no, no. That's why the cops, you want to know something? Stop going in the areas. Don't get out of the car anymore. Let the Democrats get what they deserve. 312-642-5600.
He believes in freedom, capitalism, and individual liberty. And because of that,
he's become an enemy of the state.
He's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
Oh, I love that show. Also accused of killing his wife. He didn't do it, though. You know who it was, Scrum? I watched a documentary. I have a lot of theories on this. Marlon Brando's son killed her. He was stooping her for years. And that's why, you know, the whole thing with OJ, I'm in an argument right now with my daughter. She's mad at me. I'm like, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. It was his first son, Jason.
The wealth of evidence in this case is simply overwhelming.
I always loved it when they said there's a mountain of evidence, trails of blood. Well, there was no mountain of evidence in my mind. They thought, we got our guy. They talk about trail of blood and this and that. Well, why don't you follow the trail of Mark Furman? O.J. Simpson does not have time to slaughter his wife, be surprised by a guy half his age, stab that guy a bunch of times by himself, and get away with everything, get rid of the weapons and the bloody clothing and whatever else had blood on it. If he did do this, he would have had blood in his eyelashes, for God's sakes. He'd have had blood covered in blood. And
you know why they say that, Squirrel? The murder scene was insane, right? But you come to find out the older son, Jason, it was rumored to be sleeping with his stepmother and massively jealous. And a black belt, martial arts expert. Not only that, Squirrel, O.J. Simpson had an open marriage, right? They were swingers. All his friends were stooping the old lady. All of a sudden, he got jealous. Never made sense to me. But I think, therefore, I am. It causes a lot of chaos. I'm sure we're going to get some calls. I don't want to turn it into the O.J. show. Just my opinion, that's all. But I listened to a lot of stuff during the time. I was a big California guy back then.
Be cool, calm, and collected, getting in a limo 20 minutes after the murder. I'll give the government the best. I think it's 31 minutes from the murder to the time he's in the limo. I don't think it ever be solved, but people have said, well, who did it? I said, well, I worked 18 hours a day for, I don't know, 17 months on this case, and forget about since then, all the times I've thought about it. I don't know who did it, but I know who didn't do it. O.J. Simpson did not murder two people.
Scandalous! That's scandalous, because people want to feel good about him dying, burning. Okay, fine, whatever. Don't matter to me. I'm just saying. I always thought the kid did it. And you know what else is peculiar about it? The kid is in his late 40s now, maybe early 50s. Do you know he has zero social media presence? You think he'd be zero. He just disappeared quietly. Never sat well with me. Mark, Kerry.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, Mark, how are you?
It's Max. Sorry.
Max.
Anyway, I let you know that listening to your show, love it. And I want to let everybody know that I am getting my concealed carry this weekend, and I encourage every red-blooded American who is not a thug to do it correctly, because I am with you. Anybody raise the gun to me, I'm emptying it, 100%.
Excellent. Babe, are you nuts? I'm actually mad. You know, people say, oh, about gun. I'm mad they even invented them. I really am, because I prefer, like, the old Viking way myself. But here they are, and I'm going to go home no matter what. I appreciate it. Good luck. Stay safe and carry. Rich, Indiana Park.
Hey, Sean, how are you today?
Splendid. How are you?
Could be better. Especially
don't let it get
I
you down. See, like I know you're a Vietnam vet, you're a patriot, you love the country, and this kind of thing aggravates you right here.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Yes. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not...
Now, Rich, what you have to understand is Rashida Tlaib, who I believe in the old Sanskrit language, I'm not quite certain, but I believe it translates to face of a camel's ass. Congresswoman face of a camel's ass, she represents Hamas. And the Hamas sympathizer. She doesn't represent you. She don't give a rip about Rich.
I know, but isn't the people that, don't they take an oath in Congress to have alliance to you, to the U.S.?
Come on.
You know,
that, she had her fingers crossed behind her back like the little rascals.
Death to America. It doesn't make no sense to me. And then you don't hear anything from Biden or Harris. Or
because
the,
they understand
the governor of Michigan.
They can kill America from the inside. Why be so honest as the Islamo-Nazis?
It just pisses me off. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you have every right to be pissed off. You went to Vietnam, risked your life, took other people's lives for the principles of the nation. And these elected whores, ugly though they may be. Wolf! What exactly is Sanskrit squirrel for? Wolf! Oh, it's wolf? Okay. Well, face of a camel's ass? Turns out she can do more damage from the inside than those ones waving the flag and all the nonsense and the anti-Semitism and the death to infidels. Proud infidel! Now raise the gun to me. I dare you. 312-642-5600.
This is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
I can remember when Barack, Chicago's very own, Saul Alinsky's number one student, short in the pants, mafia Democrat. One of his first acts as president was to install a cornerstone of tyranny, the likes of which this country has not seen since FDR. It was called the Affordable Care Act, but it wasn't long. It was called Obamacare. And it was bought. Politicians, the Louisiana Purchase, hundreds of millions in the direct states so that senators would be bribed to pass it. And it spawned a movement on the other side called the Tea Party. Billions of dollars went into campaign coffers. Every one of those rats, I'll remove it by the roots. And here we are, 14 years later. It is a Leviathan that can never be ripped out. Now, we got a better chance of negotiating with the Chinese Communist Party. My next guest knows this all too well. She's an epidemiologist. And she was the former senior healthcare advisor to President Donald J. Trump. She's now the executive director of Alliance of Healthcare and Sharing Ministries. She knows that Americans want freedom from this abuse, this communism. She is Katie Talento. How are you, Katie?
I am great, Sean. Great to be with you. Railing about Obamacare some more. Love
yeah,
it.
Well, you know what I'm mad about is that all of the, not me, because I never gave a low-life rat Republican 5 cents. Never. Not Adam Kinzinger in Illinois or that moron, morphodite Joe Walsh. Not at one. I never bought any of it because I knew what they were. Political whores who couldn't get jobs. Never made a dollar in their life. So they didn't understand the real ramifications. But here we are, 14 years later, 50% less, and it's probably more. Hospitals, healthcare providers. But the ramifications and the cost to businesses that were able to stay in business is why people are paying $30 at McDonald's and nobody even talks about it anymore. You want to talk about inflation. When these companies are paying $2,400 a premium for one employee who has a wife and two kids, they're cooking it in the prices. It's called inflation. But the scandal of it gets lost in that word. Do we really know the economic damage Obamacare has done to this country?
Well, let me tell you, no. I mean, I don't think we do. But the cost of insurance has, more than quadrupled in the past 23 years since 1999. And, that's deductibles have tripled, premiums have tripled, but employer-sponsored insurance on the whole has more than quadrupled. And it's about to get worse. Let me tell you why. I've recently learned that, people who are, especially small employers who are buying, group plans on the Obamacare exchanges for their people, there's a refuge, there's an escape hatch, and that escape hatch is called self-funding, where the plan basically uses a type of insurance structure that's federally regulated and doesn't have many of the same like insane mandates from Obamacare. And so lots of smaller and smaller groups, usually only big groups, did this kind of structure. Now smaller and smaller groups are going to that structure. Well, let me tell you, well, I just learned that Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, one of our favorites, Senator Roger Marshall are about to introduce a bill that would require all employer-sponsored plans that are federally regulated. That means they're not on Obamacare. They're in this better federal structure, if you can believe it. They will now have to pay for IVF coverage for, every woman and couple and gay couple on earth. As part of their insurance plans. Now, it costs tens of thousands of dollars for each cycle of IVF, and most women need multiple cycles. It's going to expand the exploitation of women through commercial surrogacy. We have, of course, the masturbation-fueled sperm donation industry, the carcinogenic egg donation industry. All of these corrupt, craven, immoral industries would be expanded so that we can have more and more embryos, human embryos, created and stored in freezers or discarded because they're, genetically inferior in some way. This is a disaster if this were to pass. And I'm told it very well might.
Oh, I'm sure it will, because this is what happens when you plant the seed of tyranny. And this is what it is. It's outright tyranny. I don't know how it was ever constitutional. And then you realize it's John Roberts that strapped us with this yoke, the moron, another Tea Party reaction. So the reality is we don't have a side. And the saddest part of all is not only do I have to pay for the in vitro to same-sex morons, I have to pay to kill the ones of the lowlifes that want to kill their babies. I mean, I don't have any refuse here. What do I do?
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Where these poor employers, Main Street of America have been going is to this federal structure. And now they're going to, this is like having a bunch more cancers or high cost gene therapies on your plan. It can put you out of business. This is it. I mean, we're going to see employers dumping insurance altogether.
Katie, this is my first job. I never had a job. Never had a job. I always worked for myself. When this first happened, I watched how it changed everything. Everything. And then you watch your fellow businessmen struggle. I could name 15 good guys that went out of business strictly because of this. And they went out of business not because they had to, but because it was more advantageous for them to go to work for somebody and get their health care costs covered. You're talking $30,000 a year for a real estate broker. $30,000 a year. So this is something that there's no fight for the ordinary honest man. And the conglomerates that made money on this, they're the other culprits. The Blue Cross Blue Shield scum entity, scum, along with all the others, because all their competition was nullified. How do we know how many insurers went out of business and said, forget about it, I'm not in business anymore?
Well, there's only five left. So that's all you need to know.
There used to be 30. Back in the 90s, when I was at the Mercantile Exchange, you could pick from 30. And I had the best of best, no deductible. I had no deductible. And it's funny, back then, people didn't realize, and I learned this the hard way, to have a baby was an add-on. It was called maternity. I didn't notice. I was a meathead, right? So I'm paying money, and then my wife gets pregnant. And then they tell me, now it's too late. I'm going back to the 90s. I said, oh, boy, this is going to be a shellacking. Well, we have the baby at the hospital. I told the hospital, okay, I basically am not insured. And they go, well, you're insured once the baby hits the air. Now the baby's covered under your policy. So I'm thinking it's going to be astronomical. Now, this is 21 years ago. I said, what do I owe you? I said, I'm going to pay you cash. He goes, cash? I said, yeah, I'll pay you cash. What do I owe you? $3,200. Now what does it cost to have a baby? Because the other ramification of Obamacare, that same procedure will cost a guy, if he wants to pay 10 times or 20 times that, won't it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, your basic uncomplicated birth is, you can get it as low with cash of about $7,000. But most insurance companies are paying anywhere between, $15,000 and $40,000 for that delivery. It's ridiculous.
And the reason is because the bureaucracy, they pad the bill, don't they? So you've got a system where nobody stands on any principle. They just play with gypsies and degenerates and swindlers. And before you know it, the problem gets so big that guess what? Even Blue Cross and Blue Shield, that quasi-government entity, it'll be gone in the future. It'll all just be government insurance. And then Bernie Sanders and the communists, they'll get exactly what they want, where people lay in the hallway and grunt it out for a hip surgery, won't it, they?
Well, that's right. And I mean, Blue Cross used to be a charity that was affiliated in every state. There was a Blue Cross of that state. And now a bunch of those state affiliates have banded together and turned into for-profit entities called Anthem or HCS. I mean, it's like really, they have definitely left behind their charitable roots and their Christian roots and have become just another profiteering, price-gouging, predatory entity.
Well, the government, the gypsies, showed them exactly how to turn it into a vestibule of pass-through corruption, and they make five times the money. And they never have to pay a claim they don't want to because the government's the one cutting the rules. I mean, do we know what the profitability of Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been over the last, say, 5 years, outside of when they hire government liaisons and lobbyists? Do we know not only what their profitability is, but what their campaign contributions are?
Oh, they're in the hundreds of millions in terms of the lobbying that's spent by insurers. And that's, on top of the lobbying by pharmaceutical industry, which is in almost $1 billion. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that the profitability of these entities is so off the chart. You see organizations like Aetna, CVS Caremark, Optum. These entities are now on the Fortune 50 list. And they were companies that no one had ever heard of, whatever, like 20 years ago.
So let me ask you, this obviously had to turn out to phenomenal results, right? I'm guessing that the average life expectancy has doubled, right? We've got Obamacare, it's government, you're going to love it, the bronze, the silver. It's had to turn into a much better quality of health care in this country, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's only 10 to 28% of all cancers are misdiagnosed. We only have, medical errors as the third leading cause of death. And now we've got, giant insurance companies being sued under RICO statutes because they are gangsters.
Yeah, but your doctor is an El Salvadorian clubfoot with a hair lip. So we've got diversity, don't we?
Well, I mean, El Salvador is looking a lot better these days.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Did you see? No, we've got pilots that we're DEI-ing. We're doing doctors that we're DEI-ing. So this is good news for you because the beauty of Americanism is there's always going to be smart people that figure out ways to save decent people. And that's really what you've done in this concierge. It's not concierge per se, but it's sharing. And you have actual standards, right?
Yeah, well, we actually believe in the Bible and in Jesus. And we actually believe in religious principles of pro-life and pro-family. And so, yeah, it sounds like the last remaining refuge for people who don't want to pay for baby killing and for the homosexual agenda and all the other things, IVF, the refuge for you is healthcare sharing ministries, where actually people of the same faith are doing healthcare and sharing each other's bills in a manner that's consistent with their beliefs. And they may be the only ones. God knows Congress isn't.
Well, not to mention, I have to imagine the healthcare costs are far less among decent people. I mean, that's something that never gets talked about. You can't talk about it because in the government healthcare, I have to cover all of these diabolical, crack-smoking degenerates, don't I?
Well, I will say that healthcare sharing ministries tend to be, you know, somewhere between, you know, half the price of insurance or, you know, around that much. I mean, it's really more affordable.
Are you shocked, because I am, that companies haven't all moved over to you? I'm not talking major companies. I can't imagine. I mean, because the reality is, why do they have to run from the belief structure that the founders of these companies had, like Ray Kroc? Why doesn't McDonald's ever come over and say, you know what, you can have Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries or you can have nothing. And the reality is big companies, medium companies, they can't join you, can they? It's illegal.
It would be illegal. It would be violating Obamacare's employer mandate. And also, you know, the only reason we can do this, the only reason we can stay outside the system and not have to be insurance is because of our religious beliefs. And you can't have a giant company impose a religious solution on employees that are not religious. And so it doesn't work for, you know, giant secular organizations. But for religious people, for religious business owners, for, you know, self-employed religious people, like, it's a great solution. And, you know, it's really the only safe one now.
Because the upper echelon of labor extortion mafias, referred to as unions, own the Democrats and have bribed them and have this money laundering scheme, they were given a special dispensation from Obamacare. But that has expired, hasn't it?
Well, what's funny is they were supposed to have a tax on their extremely generous insurance plans called the Cadillac tax. So if you've got a Cadillac plan, it's so awesome because your union bosses have negotiated and made you offers you can't refuse, then, you know, you would get taxed on having that plan. Now, I'm not for any tax, no matter who's getting it. So I don't judge. But let me tell you, they have never paid that tax once. They've gotten Congress to exempt it year after year and finally just permanently.
Wow. Even when the Republicans are in control of Congress, they still step and fetch to the labor extortion mafia. This must be why the upper echelon of the labor extortion mafia, all the presidents make $700,000-$800,000 and the guys busting their ass make 40, right?
Well, again, I do not judge because there is no tax
I
would not repeal.
I judge, baby. In the meantime, are you shocked that the Republicans, when they've had the majority of Congress, don't get rid of this clause?
I am never shocked by the Republicans. I think that sometimes I get shocked by the Democrats, but the Republicans are an ongoing scandal. And I am scandalized by how quickly they've all just fallen down on their moral principles when it comes to in vitro fertilization. Like, I cannot believe how quickly and how badly that went and how embarrassingly they abandoned their pro-life, pro-family principles.
This is why it's an illusion. This is why I never celebrate, ooh, the Republicans are in the majority. You, if you are a decent human being, you've never been in the majority of anything in Washington, D.C. They just have double-stitched suits. That's the only fracking difference. And this little weasel, Mike Johnson, who got in there by pretending he was, I'm broke and I'm honest and I'm the son of a fireman and all this gatsangul, he's the biggest disappointment to them all. At least John Boehner let you know he was smoking and fooling around with hookers on the weekend.
Well, listen, I still have hope. I still have hope that Speaker Johnson is going to do the right thing, especially on health care. So I will not, you know, come down on him yet, but I'm holding out hope. It may be a
hope,
but I am holding out hope.
I have hope that independent men who have become wealthy and own big corporations, I'm talking big ones, say to the federal government, I have decided I'm not going to give anybody any health insurance whatsoever. And you know what? If you find me, I'll close the company. Can you imagine? I'd love to see Bezos. But when I saw him and that mannequin he dates now at the White House, I lost kind of hope because I figured this guy now has enough money where he could say, you know what? I have decided everybody's fired. You'll change the economy in an hour. Aren't you disappointed that there is no John Galt?
That would be interesting. I mean, where is John Galt? I can't remember.
Yeah, he's right. You're talking to him. Katie Talento, Executive Director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. I love that you make time for me, but more importantly, I love that you did this and gave people an opportunity to have at least an out of the tyranny Barack Obama and the short-in-the-pants mafia called Democrats relied would cultivate and corruption that has destroyed the healthcare in this country. I think if it does have a rebirth and good, honest doctors come back and they'll be practicing specifically and exclusively to you and other concierge opportunities, I appreciate you making time for me.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Katie. We'll be back with your calls and comments.
Make money, smoke cigars, and live free on The Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. How do you like that, squirrel? He's got to watch a lot of TV back in the 80s. Lisa Johnsburg.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
Good, Lisa.
I was wondering what the issue is with IVF, because I know, like, multiple young girls who are having fertility issues and are looking into that as an option to start a family.
I do not. I've had relatives that had to look into that to start a family. I don't have an issue with it other than the fact the way in which the society has to pay for it and the way in which it's misused. Because now it's being used by Pete Buttigieg and his husband. You know, that's kind of where I draw a little bit of a line. And then all of society has to pay for that, right? And the reality is it drives up the costs. I think, I love the idea that people have families. To me, that's the kind of the beauty of life. I love it. But what if we focused a little bit on, you know what else is amazing to me? Do you remember when we were kids and our grandparents would tell us how many of their friends came from Hershey, Pennsylvania because of the Hershey family and the orphanage?
Oh, an adoption?
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of America and how many people can have everything you want and you save the life of the baby whose mother and father, for one reason or another, back then it was the Great Depression. It wasn't like now where they just wanted to kill the kids. And they gave their kids to an orphanage. I think if you had a system where people who were having kids, instead of killing the kid who could grow up and be president, who had a mother that was 17 years old and a white girl and a father who was a 33-year-old married black guy, low-life drunk scumbag, but still, that baby had the right to life, and that baby is Barack Obama. I think that's a beautiful thing, even though I disagree with that communist son of a dog. You know what I mean?
I agree with you there.
All right. Yeah. So I think what happens is they pick the snippet of the phony virtue that they can hide behind. And they fill in the corruption that makes Blue Cross and Blue Shield another $5 billion a year. And people have to pay for that. And I have to pay for the lowlife rat that wants to kill the baby. I don't like that.
Yep. Me either.
All right, see? I knew I could win you over. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. Oh, I didn't mean to hang up on you, doll. Teresa, Brass Coast.
Brass Coast in the house, Sean.
What's going on?
I have to tell you regarding OJ. If I needed a defense attorney, I would hire you. I really would. But that being said, OJ did it. Jason didn't do it. Cato Kalin didn't do it. Mary Poppins didn't do it. OJ did it. The evidence is stacked against him.
Ooh, I don't know. There's a documentary that was financed by Martin Sheen. It's about 7-8 years old. And you know there's a Chicago connection. You know, he flew into O'Hare. And there's a limousine driver and all that. If you go back and you really review it and you look at his son, you know, here's the problem I have with the whole premise. There has to be a motive. Right now, you could disagree with the spouse and you argue, but his entire marriage, all of his friends were stooping his wife. That's what they were. Marcus said they're all swingers. Now, all of a sudden, he gets jealous and he kills the guy. Who gets jealous is a teenager who is not her son, but his son. He is rumored to have been having an affair with her, the first girl he ever fooled around with since he's, 16, 17? And the violence in it, that's jealousy, baby. And swinging husbands who watch other guys sleep with their wife, like Roger Stone, they don't get jealous. That's just me. I could be wrong. And the timeline. And the fact that he was old. And he had arthritis. The kid is a triple or double black belt at the time, martial arts expert, specifically in knife fighting. That bothers me.
But, Sean, there was hair, there was glove, there was shoe evidence, there was blood evidence.
It's a funny thing. Wouldn't the son have similar DNA to the father? And
maybe,
he's just a little bit smaller. If it doesn't fit, you must have quit. Come on, Teresa, did you even watch the trial? What was the judge's name? Aido, right? I remember that funny-looking son of a gun.
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Done. Joe in Illinois.
Oh, you gave me so much to talk about while I was just listening to your callers. God bless them. God bless you, Sean. You know that? Really, honestly, God bless you, bro.
Come on, baby. Thank you, brother. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean,
that
really, you're bringing it, bro. It's you know this is more than just the left versus the right. This is good versus evil, you know?
Oh, 100%. It's truth versus lies. That's how I like it. Truth versus lies. You lying rat bastards, what you've done to my country. Look at what you do to poor people, how you keep them poor. And they play them based on race. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with green. This is green against you and me, whether you're my black brother, my Puerto Rican brother, whatever you are. This is green, and it comes in greed and money.
Yep, and you know what? What was the longest filibuster ever in American history all about? It was about not being able, not the Democrats didn't want to give blacks the right to vote, and they're the ones running around yelling racist. Come on, man!
Look at who that low life son of a gun was that was involved in that Kennedy's vice president, Lyndon Johnson, LBJ. Look at what a sick, twisted. How about Lady Bird Johnson, the other kid? He was a gangster, a low life scumbag extortionist who was a rabid racist. And he wasn't going to pass anything that didn't tie in welfare. And look at what it's done. It's worked, just like he thought. And it's a shame that people can't see it for what it is. And that's why the Democrats have always been very good and very successful of playing the welfare scheme. They drew up the schematic. Joe, brother, thank you for the call. I appreciate you. Walt, Northwest Indiana.
Sean, this goes back to when Obamacare was around just for a couple of years. And I was in for a routine medical examination, and my smart young Indian American lady doctor out of the blue says to me, "What do you think of Obamacare?" I said, "The issue is, what do you think about Obamacare?" And she then went into a tirade. "It's terrible. It's this, it's that." And then she says to me, "Why do you think anybody would do something like this?" I said, "Very simple. They want to destroy the existing system that was pretty much functional, and they want to replace it with, guess what, socialized medicine, in which you would be an employee of the government."
Right.
What do you think of that?
That's 100% right. And you know, Walt, what goes unmentioned? Are there still a thriving amount of very wealthy doctors that are not plastic surgeons? Are there still, I mean, I'm wondering, OBGYNs, are they thriving? Are family practitioners thriving? Do you remember when it was first implemented? I had a very good family friend. I've never been to the doctor, by the way, Walt, since 1982. I'm very proud of that, even though I had to go for a procedure because my wife begged me. I didn't know the guy. I walked in and he did it. But my point is, the guy who was our family friend, who was an absolutely brilliant, and I'm talking brilliant guy, his name was Jim Dalio, and he was an old-time doctor. He was looking at it. It was going to cost him at the time, when you're talking about $40,000, to have his files put up, and then he was going to have to maintain this every year. And he said, you know what, there's no point in this. And he stopped being a doctor, and arguably he had 10, maybe 15 years left. And you wonder what the devastation is, how many diagnoses, which he was fantastic at, when undiagnosed. There's a reason I always start off by saying 50% less doctors. That's because it wasn't advantageous for them to practice anymore. How many OBGYNs, like the ones I knew, went to go sell pharmaceuticals because they could make more money than paying all of the ridiculous costs that Obamacare threw on the back of doctors. Now who do you get? You get meatheads. Sorry, docs, that's what it is. Meatheads who will step and fetch to what the government says because the government decides whether they make money or not. That's why that was the beginning of what we lived through with COVID. Because a rich doctor who earned his reputation because he was good, he could tell the government, right here, with your nonsense fiat, stand 6 feet apart, put your mask on. What, are you out of your mind? And he could have done it in Oak Park. And he could have had 10, 15,000 Oak Parkers and said, well, my doctor's been right for generations, and he says you're full of dung. And there's no way my doctor, who became a multimillionaire because he believes in the Hippocratic Oath, there's no way he's going to tell me to put something in my body. You are trying out on us. See, but that it all stems from the acorn, from the seed of government tyranny, Obamacare. And now look at the Republicans. Does one of them ever mention ripping it out? Does one of them? That's why you're never in the lead. Don't buy this nonsense. We got a small majority and we got to win on the ticket. Kiss my firm ass, you lying step and fetch whore. Mike Johnson's a bust out and he wants to be a multimillionaire like Nancy Pelosi, who's amassed hundreds of millions and has been drunk since the 80s. Get off the table, whore. In the meantime, look at the amount of money. Vineyards, power, planes. What did she do? What's San Francisco today? It's like Chicago with a little more ambiance. Nate, Wisconsin.
Hey, Sean. O.J. Simpson just passed away, and it makes me want to relive the 90s. I just hope that he reserved a white Ford Bronco hearse for his... Yeah,
I still want that white Bronco. I love that car.
Oh, me too.
Love that car.
Me
too. You know, they made an Eddie Bauer edition. My uncle had one. Eddie Bauer, he had the blue and tan. Phenomenal. What a car. Yeah.
Your uncle sounds like a good man.
Yeah, that's back. He smoked cigars, too. Burned a lot of holes in that velour seat. That's when it was a good vehicle, though, and it wasn't made by extortion mafias as greedy as they are today. Thank you, Nate. Relive the 90s. That would be good. Ralph and Rantoul.
Sean, hey, look, I want to give you a little cheer up because I'm hoping that I can maybe get you wound up a little bit. You sound a little too calm today.
I'm tired today. I worked out before.
Look, Sean. Yeah, me too. Hey, here's the thing. You're talking about doctors. Well, United Airlines, I should say, there are some airlines that are putting DEI pilots, you know, quota pilots.
Yeah, you mean the one that's run by a transvestite in Chicago, United? Yeah, let's go with that one. Okay.
Yeah, could be. Also, it's happening with med schools that people are being, really good people with high MCAT scores are being overlooked, and instead you're getting the DEIs in there, the didn't earn it. And the didn't earn it are getting into grad school in med school, and they're getting out, and guess what they're doing? They're killing people. Because they're morons that didn't earn it.
Yeah. What did Nostradamus live to be, 80 or 79? You know, nobody gets out of this son of a gun alive. I think this might actually be refreshing.
But Nostradamus didn't look a day over 63, I think.
Yeah, from the time he was 25. But the point of it is, nobody gets out alive. Maybe we'd be better off if people said, I don't give a rip what the doctor says. You know, you never know. I mean, after all, George Burns, what was he, 103? And when they asked him what his doctor said about how many cigars he smoked, he used to say, my doctor's dead. Thank you very much, Ralph and Rantoul. 312-642-5600.
This is the Sean Thompson Show, where Democrats are always wrong, Republicans are seldom right, and politicians are never, ever to be trusted. On AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
Oh, my God. No. Why? Why? My beautiful Nicole, my man Ronald, who did this? Oh, man, they were so good together. We were just establishing our friendship. They were about to get engaged. Oh, he was going to ask me to be an usher. I mean, he already had enough groomsmen, so he made me an usher. But just to think I could be involved in the ceremony in any way.
It's a controversial topic. My phone's blowing up. We got calls. 312-642-5600.
Had people, friends, slam the table. You think everybody's innocent. I mean, just emotionally get crazy over O.J. Simpson being innocent. I've had almost a fist fight in my own backyard. A friend of mine's brother came down. We're visiting, you know, having a barbecue. This is way after the trial. This guy wants to have a fist fight with me. I'm just telling you what I think. I wasn't there, but I'm pretty certain this guy couldn't
kill two people. They want you to believe that now the political climate has never been hotter than right now. Really? It's always been like this. This is what happens when you have an opinion and you have your right to it. The idea that you have to buy the step and fetch. Here's another thing that bothers me. When so many people believe something, I don't know, I start to think about it. And I've always been troubled.
O.J. Simpson, the former NFL star who was found not guilty of the double murder of his ex-wife and her friend in 1995 in one of the most notorious trials in modern history, has died at age 76.
See, squirrel, nobody gets out alive, not even O.J. This is more of the broader point. In the meantime, what I wanted to expose today, who's my next guest, squirrel? Scott Walter? Okay, good. This is going to play right into it. I wanted to expose another scandal, another tape that came out today from Sound Investigations. And it's part two of yesterday of Gavin O'Blenis. This is really shocking, and I have yet to see it anywhere.
What are we doing?
Wherever we need to.
We're under State Department cover.
So Ukraine doesn't even know that CIA is there?
Oh, they know.
Oh, do they?
I mean, it's a well-known secret, right?
Right.
Because we're the Central Intelligence Agency. We give them intelligence and advice all the time.
I mean, some advisors.
Mike, this is what the U.S. would do.
Okay.
I did what they call the credible fear interviews for like people who seek asylum. I did that for like 3,000 people. Most of the people get there.
What this guy did for the government, what he's revealing during this, is something that everybody should be listening to and understand exactly why. The so-called majority, Mike Johnson, he's going to go to Mar-a-Lago and all that. He's not going to do anything but continue to fund it because the Leviathan runs the show, not the politicians. That's why they hate the idea that somebody could be in front of it that never was a politician and doesn't understand who the boss is.
Recall Gavin O'Blenis, the CIA officer who currently manages multi-million dollar contracts across government agencies and private sector vendors. Before the CIA, O'Blenis worked for the FBI and then briefly for Homeland Security.
What's my signing authority, $300 million? Yeah. Yeah, I do have a copy of the paper.
Now I can tell my friend.
See, there you go.
It says, congratulations, has the seal on it. See, I will tell her with my own eyes that I saw it. And it, hiring official is Scott Hobson.
I like the Bureau, too. The Bureau was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of cool stuff with the Bureau. I was the guy in the back of the truck in the van.
He was the guy in the back of the truck of the van. What he showed him was a letter from the Federal Bureau of Investigation congratulating him. But did it have his name on it?
Speaking to a Sound Investigations undercover reporter, O'Blenis seems to have confirmed an anonymously sourced New York Times article about the CIA's involvement in the Ukraine conflict.
Are agents everywhere in the world? Every embassy?
Yeah.
Even Ukraine?
Yep.
But that's not... I didn't know that.
Why wouldn't we be?
Oh, right. What are we doing?
Wherever we need to.
Right.
That's why any bill that passes, whether it's the border, whether it has anything to do with pretty much our currency, whatever it is, it'll always be tied to Ukraine. This is crucially important. And this is somebody in the know, the CIA and the FBI.
State Department cover.
Good.
So if I go overseas, my name will change. I'll have a full background. I'll go by that name while I'm overseas.
Wow. So Ukraine doesn't even know that CIA is there?
Oh, they know.
Oh, do they?
I mean, it's a well-known secret, right?
They don't care. They're stealing our money.
The wife of a Ukrainian politician has been caught allegedly smuggling $28 million and 1.3 million euros in cash. Anastasia...
$30 million for Anastasia and her dimwit husband, who made $25,000 a year.
Right.
Because we're the Central Intelligence Agency. We're not allowed to operate inside the U.S. So what do?
Go outside the U.S. So you guys must know a whole lot more about the Ukraine conflict than the news is actually saying.
I mean, that's just what we do.
I know a lot more about it, too. Right. Because I don't watch men in tights, girls in tights. I don't watch the Masters. I don't watch any of it. I just look into this.
Set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. There's one person...
That's why, don't be deceived about Mike Johnson going to Mar-a-Lago. He hates the idea of Trump being elected as much as Nancy Pelosi does. We'll be back.
From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so...
It's a hard way to introduce the concept of political corruption. Some call it corporatism. Others call it dark money. But it's a legal pathway, as I see it, for bribery. I don't know how you could see it anywhere else. Why would a company, why would an entity give tens of millions of dollars to politicians? Why? And the answer is because it's buying them something. It's obvious when you see the backdoor nationalization of our economy and the idea that the private sector is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The good news is people are putting up a fight against it to expose it. My next guest is one of those people. He is the president of Capital Research Center. He served in the W. Bush administration as a special assistant to the president for domestic policy and was the vice president at Philanthropy Roundtable. He also has testified five different congressional committees about a specific company called Arabella. He's the author of a new book, Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. It's out now. He is Scott Walter. Scott, thank you for joining me. How are you?
Great to be with you, Sean.
Well, it's nice to be with you, and it's nice that you're tackling this. You know, I've been fascinated with the concept of how business has been nationalized in America. And it's funny when you realize there's very little resistance to it. In fact, there's a push to go along with it. And there's more money in politics, PACs and all the nonsense, rather than restraints being the only place they're ever supposed to be in this country on government. Yet it operates unfettered. And that's a real problem, isn't it?
It's a terrible problem. And the irony is, you know, the lefties who think they're against big business, well, if you're for big government, you're always going to have people like Zuckerberg getting in bed with the big government. Big government's going to lead to a bad kind of big business based on cronyism instead of giving consumers what they want.
Now, the shame of it is, and it's been happening really since the Industrial Revolution, but the shame of it is that you're turning to your abuser for help. And the reality is this entire entity of dark money and politics is supposed to be overseen by who? The beneficiaries of corruption? And that's the position I find us in today. How do we combat it? And give us a little bit specific knowledge of Arabella. And tell us, this is a bipartisan problem as well, isn't it?
Well, generally speaking, almost everything that we track at Capital Research Center, you can find some conservatives, you know, using the same kind of mechanisms as you find lefties. But the it is, you know, inherently a problem, especially of big government, because the bigger the government gets, the more valuable grabbing those levers is. So the only real solution in the long run is to have less government.
But you're turning to the people. And, you know, this is something you've been up close with. When you look at these, as I call them, political whores, some call them politicians. But the reality is it's a great gig if you're in on it. Your salary is insignificant. The real money comes in your coffer. And we've allowed this to happen. In fact, the rules are coffers outlive the politicians. And those coffers are operated by their heirs. So it's a tax-free venue of inheritance and spending. And that's why there is no such thing as a recession on K Street, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, the fact that the richest counties in America cluster around D.C. tells you everything that's wrong with America.
So all you need is a sales pitch. All you need is this idea you call yourself a consultant or you call yourself a philanthropist or an NGO. So let's focus in on this Arabella. How exactly does it work and what is it responsible for?
Sure. The way to understand the Arabella empire is think of a pyramid. At the top, you have Arabella Advisors. That's a for-profit company, and it operates the rest of the pyramid. The middle of the pyramid is half a dozen nonprofits of different types. There are a lot of types of nonprofits. And that's where the money is actually sent originally, right? Zuckerberg or Gates or somebody sends the money to one of the nonprofits. And then for the base of the pyramid, that's what people like you see out there in the hinterland, right? That's hundreds of these fake groups, like, you know, Floridians for a Fair Shake and Secure Michigan Elections, and yada, yada.
This is why, Scott, I am very proud of this. I give $0 to any of it. But the reality is they're not relying on me because this is not about the individual. This is about a scheme where direct contributors circumvent regulations that non-contributors have to bend knee to. So how do you beat the system? How would you attack this particular issue?
Well, as you say, they don't care about you or your money, right? They're just servicing the mega donors with the fake groups. And one of the ways the fake groups have power is, it sounds like, well, gosh, there are a lot of Floridians who want whatever the heck this thing is pushing, right? When in fact, no, it's just a website on in D.C. So being educated about this, learning about it, is very helpful because it's a Wizard of Oz effect, right? The Wizard of Oz looked really scary until the dog pulled the curtain back and you saw it's just some little guy at a microphone. Well, that's all this is. This is just some doofus in a D.C., Carol sitting there writing crap on their website. So when you know that it's just that junk and not a bunch of your fellow Floridians or Illini or whatnot, that really weakens them a lot.
So they've been very successful in this operation, I can assume. And I'm wondering, this also has been a pattern that's been played even by foreign entities that have the exact opposite of what American citizens want or American representatives are supposed to do. And what I'm reminded of is Soros. You see, the radio show is out of Chicago. I'm an old Chicagoan. And the reality is they've destroyed Chicago. But the other sad reality is they've destroyed every Democrat-run area and big city. And Soros has a direct hand in this. And he's not even an American. So he can give billions and billions and billions of dollars to anybody he wants, but they're going to operate at his direction. And they'll branch off in the NGOs. And they'll do things like harm the judicial system in these areas. So obviously the end goal is to destroy the peaceful tranquility and the domestic policy of our nation, isn't it?
Absolutely. And here's the thing about Soros. You're totally right how bad he is. The problem is the left has a lot of Soroses. Arabella has gotten $250 million from some guy you've never heard of, Hans-Jürg Wies, who's a Swiss citizen. He's not an American citizen, completely illegal to be mucking in our politics, but he sends hundreds of millions of dollars into our politics.
So we have laws in place, and those laws, like you said, he can't do it, but he can do it through this scheme of vestibules of corruption like Antebellum. How do we shut that vein off? Or is that something that was under the umbrella of what many Republicans insisted we support in Citizens United? Because the more I look at that, the bigger problem I've had with it, because it got the support of people who are supposed to be resisting dark money in it. It got the support of Republicans, and I have seen absolutely zero change for the domestic tranquility. However, it has quadrupled the amount of money in politics. So that really wasn't as good as it was sold to us, was it?
Well, you know, the thing is, it takes a long time to disentangle all of this, right? The only thing that was actually touched by Citizens United was 501c4 groups like the NRA or League of Conservation Voters and whatnot. And that still is not the biggest thing in politics, the biggest source of money in politics. There's more hard dollars given to parties and campaigns, a lot more than that. And what we have studied at Capital Research that nobody's paying attention to is the 501c3 nonprofits. That's the actual charities, legally speaking, although these are not very charitable. So they do massive voter registration, like the Zuckbuck stuff in 2020 went to charities who then went and gave it to big cities with a lot of Democrat votes and helped, you know, put their turnout on steroids. So it's a very messy, huge, sprawling problem, I'm afraid.
Well, there was a fascinating clip that I had the other day, and it was the Vice President Kamala Harris, or as she's referred to on my show, the office tramp. And she was bragging about $20 billion being in one of these omnibus bills, the latest one, funded ironically by the Republicans, that spawned $20 billion of which they could discretionarily start organizations to feed into everything from climate to immigration issues, to housing. So we've also have this other problem where the government itself can act as a philanthropist, or the government itself can act as a liaison and fund NGOs. How in the world did this happen?
Well, you're totally right. That is a huge problem. There's a whole other area there, too, which is agencies will sue some corporation, they'll win in court, and then they'll tell the corporation, okay, now you're going to send that money to these NGO buddies of ours who are going to turn around and demand more government and more regulation and all this. By the way, that Hans-Jürg Wies guy, he wrote checks to friends of Dick Durbin back in the day, but unfortunately the statute of limitations has expired before it was all caught.
Scott, listen, this is the beauty of being from a once great city. that spawned everything from the stockyards to the stock market and the commodity exchanges and insurance companies. And you see it now. It's a barren wasteland. But what you can learn from being a part of this is the cancer that destroys everything. It will do what the Soviet Union dreamt of doing. It will backdoor nationalize life itself. And in there lies the problem. But when you look at it from your experience, from your years of dealing with it, I refer to government as a Leviathan. And it plays both sides. And we have this illusion of a representative republic. But when you look at these guys, you really only have to corrupt 435 congressmen, 100 senators, and a vice president and a president. So 537 people are making all of these rules. And these people have navigated through decades of laws that most of them haven't read. But really, we are in this position where the only people who are bound by the rules, taxation, regulation, are the people who don't contribute. So how do you beat it back at this point?
Well, you're right. It's not at all a simple thing. And the goal has always got to be less government, period, because you're right. Anybody who's trying to get those hold of those levers is not to be trusted.
And don't you think this is the fault of the resistance to it? Because we adopted something that I find amazing. And smart people know this, and business people have navigated it. And that's why it's a convoluted tax system. But we adopted the concept of the number two plank of the Communist Manifesto in a progressive tax, which isn't meant to do anything other than keep the individual or the company compliant. Because we've also adopted something the country wasn't built on. Double, triple, quadruple taxation. And we just give up the principle of the argument. And we have this thing called corporate tax. There is no such thing as a corporation. Corporations are a legal protection for the entities and the interests in it. So I'm wondering, do these groups, like this particular company, do they pay taxes? Does anybody looking to tax Arabella, do these NGOs pay taxes? How do they circumvent the eye of a government that wants to tax corporations that are responsible for blessings of the private citizen? How can we put the focus on this tax-free entity, this entire industry that exists?
Well, you are totally right. All the billions of dollars that flow through the Arabella network, almost all of that money is actually running through nonprofits that do not have to pay any tax, as you say. Now, the for-profit company that's at the top of the pyramid, they have to pay some tax just because they're a regular old company. But the vast majority of the money is carefully kept in nonprofit entities that don't have to pay taxes.
Now, you spent your life at the philanthropy roundtable, right? I mean, I'm assuming you've navigated the challenges of America and capitalism and done well for yourself. It's got to be difficult to be around these people who've never really worked a day in their lives yet are able to amass this untaxable fortune. And when you see politicians who claim to be Lunchbox Joe and the rest of it, how hard is this just like a whisper secret in Washington, D.C., where everybody knows that everybody's worth tens of millions of dollars? I'm curious what it's like. I've never been there because I've never hated a pair of shoes that much. What is it like to be on the ground with these political whores and their little luncheons and their dinners? I mean, I'm guessing Washington, D.C. and the inner circle is recession proof and everybody's doing well, right?
Well, you know, Charles Murray has what he calls super zips, right, which are the most elite zip codes in the country in terms of income and education. And in the D.C. area, there's more of them than any other place on the whole country. You can drive 70 miles or be driven 70 miles around D.C. and never leave a super zip. And that tells you, again, everything you need to know what's wrong with the country.
Are you still involved? Are you still in the Washington, D.C. area, or did you have your fill of it? I'm curious.
Well, I live in America outside the Beltway, but my office, I confess, is, you know, 8 blocks from the White House downtown.
Yes. So when you see the push by people to kind of straighten out the idea of dark money in politics, are they doing it the smartest way? What's the smartest way to push against this?
Well, it is really tricky because, right, like I'd be happy to end the income tax, but as long as there's an income tax, I don't object to there being a charitable sector, right, in principle. But some of the reforms that would make sense are One goes right after that Hans Wies, a billionaire guy. That would be if a 501c4 political nonprofit takes foreign money, then it cannot give money to super PACs. That's not a hard, that's an easy one, right? And nobody wants foreign, not, left, right, and center, nobody wants foreign money in our politics. Mm. Another one would be that C3s can't do the voter registration, which they currently can do, and that's the left's single biggest weapon for winning elections.
When you see the evidence of the Chinese Communist Party and the way in which they've been able to launder money and hire bagmen that are related to politicians, this is somehow something that there has the plausible deniability that Joe Biden's brother bragged about. But when you see Yu Pen used as a pass-through of corruption and this phony entity that pays Joe Biden just under $1 million, isn't that an easy one to tackle? The fact that politicians and their relatives should not be lobbyists, because it's funny, you mentioned, as he's known on my show, little Dick Durbin, but Dick Durbin to normal people. His wife, portly though she may be, doesn't look like she gets out much, but she's a very successful lobbyist. So shouldn't that kind of scandal, skullduggery, be forbidden in this country? Because he also has a cousin, a nephew, who's a lobbyist. How many politicians have spouses and relatives that are lobbyists? Do we know that?
Oh, again, that's the whole point. And you're completely right to say that this is very incestuous in the D.C. area with people at this, you know. In fact, that's one of the things we track is marriages, because you can make a lot more sense of what happens in D.C. if you're tracking who's married to whom or whose kid's working for whom and all the rest.
I don't know how you walk around there, Scott. You must go home and shower like Cher in that movie with a fire hose. How do you do it?
Well, you know, I got a lot of Scott's blood, so I love a fight, and I don't mind having a big bag of enemy as long as I get to fight.
Well, listen, I think this is a wonderful thing you're doing by exposing it in your new book, Arabella. But I'm assuming there's other investigations you have going on, because this is kind of what you've been around, and this is what you like to tackle. Where can my listeners go to see all of the evidence that you're releasing, and not just in the book, Arabella, Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires? But to just keep an eye on just, you know, because there is no index. The average guy spends his life working, listening to his wife and kids, trying to earn enough and work out from under it, which is why it's almost a perfect system to have this little Caligula for nerds and corrupt political whores called Washington, D.C. So I'm hoping, is it an index you're putting together? Is there a way to look at it all?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I would say we have two websites I'd really suggest. One, there really is an index, just like you said, influencewatch.org. Influencewatch.org. That is Wikipedia of the left and special interests in general, unions, foundations, advocacy groups, etc. I warn you, when you get there, you're probably going to lose 5 hours of your life because you're going to run down all these rabbit holes. But it's a beautiful, powerful website with thousands and thousands of entries on all kinds of bad guys. And then at our regular website, capitalresearch.org, you can go and sign up for our weekly e-newsletter, which is not a begging letter for money. It's just, hey, here's the greatest hits of the last week in our research. So,
Scott Walter, really, thank you for this. This is crucial knowledge for people to have, because you need that knowledge to understand exactly how many arms and legs the Leviathan has. Scott Walter, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Sean.
Thank you. We'll be back with your calls and comments.
He will never negotiate his constitutional rights with the government. Live free or die on The Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
The cost of having the Democrats control anything and the failure is easy to spot anywhere they are.
The Wall Street Journal described downtown St. Louis real estate as a nightmare.
In a piece published this week, the National Public...
Why, Squirrel? Why? Democrats. Pick a Democrat-run area, and you have absolute mayhem under the dimwit and diaper regime of useful idiots.
Caban says bail reform laws have made every officer's job tougher.
Whatever you want to call it, catch and release. We lock someone up. District attorney puts bail on them. The judges let them go to walk our streets again. It's a broken system. We're seeing that we're locking up the same people over and over again.
Not everywhere. Not everywhere. In fact, there are other run areas that not run by Democrats. They know exactly how to save their people the headache of dealing with scum on a regular basis.
So to sum this up, in about 6 minutes on Saturday evening in St. Petersburg, a felon who was released from state prison 28 days prior, after serving 9 years for armed robbery, had a 9mm handgun with a 50-round drum magazine that he used to shoot into an occupied car, try to kill an innocent citizen, and try to kill a police officer. So the good news, after saying all that, is that because he is a PRR reoffender, is that Small will never be on the streets again, and at 28 years old will spend the rest of his life in the Florida Department of Corrections.
The rest of his useless life. Hopefully somebody shivs that son of a dog on his second day so I don't have to pay taxes to keep him fat. And in the meantime, all of that failure will get swept under the rug. Because there are people among us that don't care about anything other than they're feeling good about killing their own baby. And that's what the Democrat mafia is relying on.
This is on Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump and Donald Trump's United States Supreme Court that overturned Roe versus Wade. He celebrated this, and the Supreme Court did this and sent it to states. And this is why Arizona is now dealing with an 1864 abortion ban. But I can promise you that we are going to help women through this. We're going to find solutions for them, and we are going to fight like hell to make sure that this 1864 ban does not get implemented in our state. And then, of course, in November, the people of Arizona are going to make sure of that through the ballot initiative.
That's a dog who's the Arizona Attorney General. And all of the murder and mayhem by illegal aliens, it'll all be forgotten by the people who want to feel good about killing their own baby. And the reality of the economy doesn't matter, because everybody knows this is on MSNBC. They all raise their hand. Everybody raise their hand.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Please raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody.
So how do you rally them? Simple. Simpletons talk to simple people.
No one is obligated to have an abortion. So no. You never have to have one. And I hope no one ever has to have one. But if you find yourself in a position where you have to, I want to make sure, and I'm way past having kids. I want to make sure, yes, way past.
And it's not just because she doesn't have eyebrows and looks like a dog's ass. By the way, Whoopi Goldberg claimed she had so many abortions she can't remember them. Now she's going to lecture you.
I want to make sure that if you decide this is what you need to do, I'm going to get behind you. Because I don't know your life. And if you say this is what you need, that's what I'm going to do. 50 weeks, 75,000 weeks, whatever, how many weeks, it's nobody's business. It's you, your doctor, and God. That's who you have to be conversational to.
And by the way, she means all the way to full term. And then she's going to invoke God. What does God know? I mean, what does Whoopi know about God? If God liked Whoopi, wouldn't he have given her eyebrows?
And it's not mentioned in the Big Ten, I'm just going to say.
No.
In the Big Ten, it is not mentioned.
The commandments?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because no. I figured God was pretty clear. Here's the stuff that'll make your life better on earth. Here's the thing. Don't lie, because you don't want people lying to you. Don't mess with somebody's wife, because you're going to be mad if they're messing with yours. Just, you know, common sense stuff.
Say, thou shalt not kill.
They believe that.
Yes, well, here's the thing. I think thou shalt not kill cannot be used as the block, because we allow wars all the time.
Yes, we do.
Brilliant, isn't she? Now, where are your eyebrows, fatso?
The crusades
we allow the death
were about all these things.
We allow guns.
Yes, so there is some conversation to be had here. So you can either thou shalt not kill for everybody.
Yes.
And everything.
And everything. Or we have to talk about all the things that you and I need to do. And I have to,
Perfect. Absolute perfect example of Democrat intelligence, you fracking idiot. Not to mention, what exactly are you fracking talking about, moron? Talking about wars, the crusades, versus what, a baby in the belly who has no vote and no voice? and is killed by the very people she trusts the most, her freaking parents, and some doctor who swore an oath to not harm. That makes a real lot of sense. But it makes about as much sense as the Chicago Municipal Pension, keeping all of these guys fat. Cream Puff Jim.
Yes. Sadism, you think people are born, are they born sadistic or is it a crime of opportunity?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Hunter Biden. Did you watch any of the tapes where he's got the riding crop and he's beating the underage girls on the ass? Did you watch that? That's sadistic.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm talking about if somebody with authority uses it to be a sadistic person toward you. That's
you mean like Hillary Clinton and Uma Wiener?
I'll give you a good example. I'm handcuffed behind my back. I'm in a police station, and I've got three cops throwing haymakers at me with my hand tight.
Welcome to the club. Any nuts I got on my head? What are you, in a river?
Listen to this. So I said, these were really sadists, really sadists. And you see,
well, what did you do?
Prisons.
Oh, now you're leaving off a big part of the story. What did you do? Whose hamburger did you eat?
I bobbed and weaved.
No. What'd you do to get arrested? You're not answering me. What'd you do to get arrested?
It was in a fist fight. It was in a fist fight in a restaurant. Not quite a fist fight, almost a fist fight. And the owner called the cops.
I got tuned up by guys that loved me. I got tuned up by guys that were having coffee by my grandfather's auto parts store on Monday, kicking my ass on Friday. And you know what? I deserved it. I punched two of them. I shoved another one. I dated another guy's girlfriend. What do you think of that? I deserved every tune-up, did you. Take your lumps like a man. Typical freaking Democrat, moaning and crying. Keep your hands in your pocket. You won't get beat up. I took my beatings. I like the scars. Bob, Michigan.
Hey, Sean. The reason I called is earlier you were talking about OJ and the
if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
About. Yeah, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever get a chance to look at the clip, when he goes to put the glove on, he has a very, very difficult time putting it on.
He's got a rubber glove on.
Yeah.
Can't put a glove over a rubber glove. It's brilliant. That's why Johnny Cochran was walking around in a $1,500 suit when $1,500 was a lot of money.
Yes, but he forgot something when he went to take the glove off.
Yeah.
It slid off with no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, because he closed his hand. It's brilliant. I love the scam. But I will say, I still think Jason did it. Take a look at the documentary. It's done by Martin Sheen, and it's got to be at least 7-8 years old. I got to get the name of it. It's fascinating because it has investigative reporters. It's got guys in there who have no interest, and there's a timeline, and there's the son who was stooping his stepmother. He's OJ's kid from another woman, lived with OJ. Had a thing for Nicole. Why would a swinger get jealous if his wife is fooling around with another guy? He used to watch her with Marcus Allen and whatnot. The sick son of a gun. I believe a Democrat. Frank in Lamont.
Hey, what's going on, Sean? Hey, Sean, you know, that miserable excuse for a TV, whatever she is, admit it, abortion is murder. Every day they tell all of us it is not murder. And she's going to sit there and go on a 3-minute tirade that it's just like killing. It's just killing. It's murder.
Every time I see them, you have to laugh at how stupid the dumb. Really, you have to laugh how stupid they are. But the other thing that crosses my mind, every time I look at her big fat head, what was Ted Danson thinking? What are you, nuts? How much does Ted Danson hate himself? I love it. In the meantime, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And there are such sad ramifications of having the Democrats in charge. It's not just the once great cities like St. Louis or Chicago or New York or New Jersey. Look what it's doing to our youth.
Well, troubling new data from the U.S. government today shows more than 49,000 people have committed suicide in the United States this year. This is the highest number ever.
Think about the suicide rate under Obama, under Trump, and under Biden. You want to know what the consensus, what the opinion is of the general public about the welfare of the economy and the quality of life? Think of this. This is a staggering story. And the same thing happened under Barack Obama.
Rachel Ramsey spoke with the National Alliance on Mental Health Michigan. She's here for you now and the reasons behind the numbers.
Consensus. I couldn't say it, Squirrel. I had a Biden moment, but the good news is my trousers are clean.
Yes, Sherry. Kevin Fisher with NAMI Michigan says during COVID, we actually saw a decrease in suicide rates, seeing less than 46,000 in 2020. But now they are rising. He says as the world opens.
So suicide rates are rising. Enlistments in the military is at the lowest it's ever been. What does that tell you about how people feel about their country under the dimwit and diapers, let alone if they're trapped in a big city that's been destroyed by ghetto politics? 312-642-5600.
Call Sean now. 312-642-5600. AM 560. The answer.
I said it's consensus, squirrel. I gotta stop playing Whoopi Goldberg clips. That stupid wears off on you, apparently.
No one is obligated to have an abortion.
Oh, that's good. Freaking moron. Curtis, Chicago.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Whoopi does this. All leftists do is they try to say that killing and murder, the same thing, is not. Murder means intentionally taking the life of someone who would do you no harm. Killing is taking the life of somebody who would do you harm. There's a big difference. Soldiers kill. Abortion is just straight murder.
I
love
that.
What they keep trying to do to people.
Curtis, explain to me, so, and I'm not serious about it. How in the world has this even become something people would advocate for? I mean, do you remember when we were kids? People would, you would never even, if you, it was something you would never think of. And the people that did.
We're the same. We're,
they weren't. It's just crazy
to
me.
We're about the same age, Sean. Yeah. We're the same age, so this was something. When I was younger, I thought abortion was fine because I didn't know any better. I was young and stupid. But as I grew up and had children, I understood how valuable, how great kids are. But, you know, if you're not exposed to the truth of what it is, then you don't understand the difference between murder and kill and innocent life versus, you know, a scumbag like George Floyd or something like that, then you can't value it. And
but there's got to be something.
Life as much as we need to anymore.
There's got to be something missing in people, because when your wife is pregnant, and the baby, you start to put, you know, you see, and then you see her getting, you're so worried about her and that something would go wrong with the kid. How have we gotten to a place where people say, you know what, I don't like my balance in my checkbook, kill the kid, it's going to be too expensive. I mean, it's insane. And you're talking, I know hitmen that wouldn't harm kids, let alone you're going to, the mother and father say, kill the kid. It's a certain evil I can't wrap my head around.
It's like a relationship with a God or some spiritual being. You know, you have, when you don't, we don't have any kind of moral standards, it's easy to do life as disposable. And that's what
glad
so many people do. I mean, you look at all the people killing people over just stupid stuff, popcorn, a phone call, you know, stuff.
I'm glad we're
shoes.
Old, Curtis.
You know, murder somebody, but that's crazy.
I'm glad we're old.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Glad we're old. But then again, when you're old, at least maybe we can wear off, because due to Bidenomics, you've got to live in the same roof, under the same roof as what, about six or seven generations.
This group, this isn't just a summer thing. This is a permanent thing. The percentage of people buying multi-generational homes hit 14% last year. That is up from 11% the year before, according to the National.
And if you think it's only Democrats that want to see Joe Biden steal another election, you'd be wrong. There's the other underbelly. They're a little freakish crew. They're called the Lincoln Project Republicans. And George Conway, who dyes his hair at least three different colors, is going to tell you about normal.
But he also needs to make a positive case for the next 4 years. And that's something that some Democrats say he hasn't really done. How would you recommend it?
He's got to be empathetic. He's got to be himself.
George Conway is advocating for Joe Biden to win or have plausible deniability when he steals the next election. George Conway's wife not only worked for Donald Trump, George Conway wanted to work for Donald Trump. He was a little too weird to fit in with Donald Trump's crew. And when you think about some of the people he surrounded himself with, when you think about some of the lobbyists he normalized, Roger Stone comes to mind, another freakish swinger, and all these other sickos, you really have to be at a different level of weird, which George Conway is.
I think at the end of the day, he doesn't have to do a hard sell. He does have to get out there. He just has to be normal.
Perfectly normal. Mac, Goodyear, Arizona.
Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, the original Hebrew translation in the Bible, the commandment says, thou shalt not murder. It does not say, thou shalt not kill. And there is a huge difference.
That's exactly what Curtis was saying, Mac, and it's a brilliant, brilliant distinction and point that needs to be made. But I'm wondering, Mac, you're in Arizona. You know what goes on the scandal, the ex-Chicago Democrats, the New York Democrats. Do you think that issue will be what gives the plausible deniability for another four-hour shutdown and election theft?
I don't think so, and I retired in 2018 out of Chicago after 26 years in law enforcement. No, I don't. It's not the issue that Dems want you to believe it is. It's
good. There not. Used to be a pasta factory by Scottsdale. Is it still there?
What factory?
Pasta factory. It was a restaurant. Mama Celeste's grandkids owned it. Still there?
Still there. Yep.
Excellent. See, now when I go visit Mac, I'm going to stop and get a pizza. We'll be back in 21 hours.
You know, everyone goes to bed, but not everyone goes to sleep. Like many, I have a fairly demanding schedule, right? It's important I get a great night's sleep. I want to be sharp and at my very best. Sleep is something that I used to struggle with. I had tried a number of products to help, but I began searching for a natural solution. Well, I found it from some old friends. Relief Factor. I was at the Relief Factor headquarters, and I learned all about sleep by Relief Factor. It has been a godsend for me. With Sleep by Relief Factor...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.